I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Yesterday, I shared an upbeat report from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources about the solid increase in rough grouse numbers in 2023. Today, we'll talk about the sharp-tailed grouse population. Reports suggest that the population of sharpies is similar to last year. More details when we return. But first,
you wanted lower prices? Fleet Farm's got them. Like KT Nut and Fruit Blend, now only $32.99 for a 20-pound bag. Or how about $3.49 a quart for Resolute Conventional or Synthetic Blend Motor Oil? Also, Resolute Classic Green Antifreeze is now just $10.99 a gallon. And control summer weeds with Gordon's Amine 240 Weed Killer. 2.5 gallons, now only $69.99. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. Minnesota's sharp-tailed grouse population shows similar levels this year to 2022, according to spring population counts conducted by the Minnesota DNR and cooperating groups. The population level remains low in east central Minnesota. That's why the Minnesota DNR closed the hunting season in the east central zone in 2021. Low population levels in that area are thought to be driven largely by changing habitat conditions. The birds require areas of approximately 1 to 3 square miles of grassland and brushland, so managing their habitats often requires cooperation between multiple landowners. The Minnesota Sharp-tailed Grouse Society is working with other groups to try to improve sharp-tailed grouse habitat in Minnesota. The rough grouse and sharp-tailed grouse survey reports can be found on the Minnesota DNR's Grouse Management webpage. Simply go to mndnr.gov and search grouse. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.